The next application is case number 11303, the application of Lewis and Nancy Goodman. Site is located north of Route 54, also known as Lighthouse Road, being southeast of Canvasback Road, 2,000 feet north of Swan Drive, and being lot 51, block D, within Swan Keys Development, being identified on tax rolls as tax map ID 533, map 1216, parcel 372, and requesting a variance from the rear yard, front yard, and side yard setback requirement. On this application, the application specifically requesting a 7/10 of a foot variance for the shed on the rear of the property, a 4.1 foot variance for the mobile home on the front setback, a 3.5 foot variance for the deck on the side, and a 4.8 foot variance for the mobile home on the side. On this application, we received no letters in opposition, no letters in support, and no mail returns.
Okay.
Gentlemen, that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Okay. Sir, you need to go over to, please.
State your name and address for the record.
Nancy Goodman, 13 Hillside Avenue, Cockeysville, Maryland, 2030. But this is for property 37074, Kingsbury Road, Delaware.
And you are?
Lewis L. Goodman, 13 Hillside Avenue, Cockeysville, Maryland.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Here's a letter from our neighbor.
You can submit that to Mr. Lank down on the end, and he'll put that into the record.
Letter from my neighbor stating that they have no problem.
Okay. Just real short. We, Robert and Valerie Albury, owners of 33078 Canvasback Road, have no objection that the steps on the property located at 37004 Canvasback, which on the south side of our property, are not within the setback limits. If further information is needed, you can contact our office at the number listed, and they provide your phone number. I have both signatures.
Okay. Thank you for that, Lawrence.
Third of lot 52, is that right?
Scott, doesn't really say, it says their address. So I'm assuming. Can only assume that's what
I think they said, Mr. Lank, they said that the applicant's property was to the south side of theirs. And if I'm looking at the survey, that would indicate that the letter is from the owners of lot 52.
Yeah, it would be lot 50.
That's right. 52.
Yeah. Okay. Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. We just purchased this property in October 15th of 2013. And upon receiving the survey, from the survey person, we found out that we were not in compliance with the variance. We didn't create the problem. It was like this upon, actually it's been in effect since 1986. The previous owners had applied for permits, but something didn't go through the system right or whatever. That, like the previous people said, this is Swan Keys. The lots are only 40 feet wide, and people have tried to make as much use of their property as possible.
Mm-hmm.
The stairs that are in question next to our neighbors really can't be moved because the stairs go into the kitchen, and it's the most convenient way to get into the house at this point in time. And it would be impractical to move the house because it would probably fall apart if it was moved. In other words, it's been there since 86.
Right.
The property can only conform to the zoning with a variance as there is not enough, the lot's not wide enough to place all the items except for up to the property line. And we're not gonna change anything. We didn't want to come here to try and build another house, or we just wanna be made whole. Have things be the same as when we purchased it. The variance will alter the neighborhood at all because everybody's kind of in the same boat as us with these 40-foot wide lots. And we don't think it's going to be a problem for anybody. You can still walk around the property. It's not like these stairs impede anybody from walking from the street to the water or anywhere around the whole trailer.
Okay.
see, there's one more page. And we're not, again, we're not changing anything. It's just going to be the way it is.
All right. Okay.
You're basically applying for what you purchased.
Yes.
You have not proposing any additions, just trying to
exactly.
get brought into conformity.
Right. right.
Yeah. Which you purchased. Okay.
I believe the letter writer had a variance.
Oh, okay.
On their side, yeah.
Okay.
So with the sale of this property, you inherited all these
issues.
Issues, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the letter writer's sister lives next door to her. So it's kind of like they're all, you know, family.
Oh, okay. Thank you, ma'am. All right, let's see. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Workman?
No.
Okay, we'll go. Mr. Rickards, do you have any more?
No.
Mr. Retson?
No questions.
Mr. Mills?
No questions.
No questions. And I'm Scott. We have no questions. Excuse me. That being said, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion. Excuse me.
Mr. Chairman, since the the property is in Swan Keys, as we've discussed, there are narrow lots. I believe the property is unique. Also, in the fact that the applicant bought the property with the issues in place, I believe it's necessary to. I believe the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use, and it certainly wasn't created by the applicant. It's been there some time, so I don't believe it's already altered the essential character of the neighborhood, and I believe it's a minimum variance to afford relief, so I would make a motion we approve case number 11,303.
And I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,303. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,303 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.